safer community and a much safer nation. I have often said that mothers are going to be the one to change the dialogue around gun violence. The mothers are going to be the ones who will stop this epidemic of gun violence, because there is nothing that mothers fear more than something happening to their children. And I'm the mother of two young boys. My older son was 6 and in first grade when Sandy Hook occurred. And there was absolutely nothing more terrifying to me than the thought of children being gunned down in their classrooms. And that should be a thought that motivates us every single day to change what is happening in our nation. There truly is nothing that motivates me more than keeping my kids safe. Unfortunately, the proliferation of guns does not make us safer. If the proliferation of guns made us safer, we'd be the safest country in the world, because we have the most number of guns in civilian hands. Instead, the U.S. is the most deadly democracy on earth because of the proliferation of guns. We have a higher firearm homicide rate, 20 times higher than the next country. That's how high it is in America. 33,000 people were killed by guns in 2013. Every single day, 91 Americans are killed with guns, including 7 kids and teens a day. And in an average month, 52 women are shot to death by their intimate partners. These are preventable deaths, you all. It does not have to be this way. Don't believe the lies of the NRA. This does not have to happen in our country. And we are here today to say we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we are advocating every day for common safe gun safety laws, because states that have common safe gun safety laws have fewer gun deaths. That's what the evidence shows. I know sometimes our policymakers don't want to look at evidence, but that's what the evidence shows. So instead of embracing these gun safety measures like universal background checks, what the Republicans in our legislature are doing is the reverse. They're making it easier for people to access firearms. They're repealing our 48-hour, they repealed our 48-hour waiting period that we know decreases incidence of suicide. So that's what they're doing. They're going in the opposite way, when over 85% of the people in the state of Wisconsin want universal background checks. 85%, it doesn't matter what community you're in. It doesn't matter if you're in urban. It doesn't matter if you're in suburban. It doesn't matter if you're in rural. People in every corner of the state want common safe gun safety measures. As a policymaker, I don't see a lot of issues getting 85% support. But that's what universal background checks gets. And so we know that the people are with us. We know that even gun owners support these common sense reforms. The reality for us, you all, is some of these policymakers are in the death grip of the NRA, and it is a death grip. It is a death grip. And this unfortunate thing is really sacrificing the health and safety of our country. But we're here today to say we don't accept it. We don't accept this epidemic of gun violence. We know that we can stand together. We can make a difference. And we will make a difference. We will not stop until we change this epidemic. And we will not stop until our dream of safe communities is a reality for every person, for every child. So that is our commitment here today. I do want to read a resolution that the county exec Joe Parisi did proclaim this to be at the county level, National Gun Violence Awareness Day, and he affirms his commitment and the county's commitment to do everything they can to support local community efforts to prevent the tragic effects of gun violence and to honor and value human life. So we are going to work at this at every level of our government. We are going to work on this issue in every corner of our state, and we are going to change this horrible epidemic of gun violence. So thank you all so much for being here, for standing together today. So we so appreciate it. And next, we're going to hear from my wonderful colleague, Melissa Sargent. So we, as friends and neighbors, everyday ordinary people all across Wisconsin, know in our hearts that everyone, absolutely everyone, deserves to feel safe where they live, where they work, and where they play. This is a basic tenet of what it is that we as Wisconsinites believe in our hearts. And in fact, that's not very different than what people all across our nation and people on the other side of this globe believe every single day. And I know, based on the conversations that I've had with so many people, that absolutely everyone, every human being, should be doing everything they can to make sure that our communities are safe and secure from violence, so that we can address this epidemic, this public health crisis that is facing our neighborhoods and our schools and our children and our families. It is disgusting that as a leader in this nation, a leader in this world, that this is a reality and that people are living with this as the new normal. That is chilling, and we can do better. We have suffered far too many tragedies. I have sat and held hands of mothers who have lost their children. I have sat and held hands of mothers who have lost children on both sides of gun violence. We have to remember this is affecting people on both sides of that gun. And we as a society need to do everything that we can to change the narrative, to change the culture in our communities so that people are safe from the violence that is existing every day. It is too common for people to hear about children being shot in their own homes or playing in their same yards. It is too common to hear about children killing other children. It's too common to hear about people who are following all the rules of society and going to work and playing by all the rules and being shot as they leave their jobs, or they go to the movie theater, or they go to their places of worship, or they're even driving down the highway returning from a vacation with their families. This is the new normal in our society. We can't stomach this any longer. We need to change this culture, and we need to address this public health crisis. If we continue to let children die, and if we continue to let children kill without acting, without even trying to act, we are threatening our very own humanity. And that cannot continue. So we are all here today wearing orange. We're wearing orange because there was a movement started in Chicago. A young woman named Haida Pendleton was shot and killed. She was simply hanging out with her friends, a young woman that by all definitions was excelling at her life. She had recently been to the White House to sing for our president, and she had come home and she was doing what she needs to do. And a gunman killed her because he mistook her and her friends as rival gang members. Young women at a park doing what young women do. She was not a gang member. Nothing further from the truth could exist. She was a fabulous student who made it to the White House. How many of you would like to go to the White House? I certainly know that would be something on my bucket list. Her future was taken away by a senseless act of violence in our communities. And this is unspeakable and unthinkable to so many of us, but unfortunately it's a reality. So we are wearing orange today because her friends, young people, the youth voices in our communities came up with an idea. If hunters can wear orange in the woods to keep themselves safe, why can't we wear orange to protect ourselves? And I know that hunting is something. I realize that hunting is something that is true and blue to being an American. I know that guns outnumber people. It is part of our culture. And it is a false narrative that in our society, we need to choose between being able to go hunt and exercise our Second Amendment rights to carry guns in the woods, in target practice, and save our children's lives. That is a false narrative. We do not need to be choosing between those two things. We are an extraordinary nation. We have sent people to the moon. We have discovered vaccines that save millions of people. We can address this. We can do better and we must do better. This is not an extreme thing that we are asking for. Why can't we have a 24-hour waiting period? Why can't we work together to solve this problem? We're gonna beat the 220 million people who wore orange last year, because this is a movement traveling across our nation. We're gonna talk about this not just today, but tomorrow and next week and next year, because we need to save lives. We need to change this culture and we need to own this narrative. The NRA does not speak for gun owners across our nation. They do not. I know that there are people out there that are terrified by that organization. I'm not gonna let those bullies back me down. I am not gonna let them back my family down, and I am not gonna let them back my community down. I will stand firm in this fight. I am committed to saving lives, as I know all of you are. We need to work together, one by one, joining hands and joining forces to address this epidemic, to address this plague, to start talking about this public health epidemic that is traveling across our nation. And just because we're wearing orange today doesn't mean that it ends. We continue talking, we continue passing the waves through our communities. And if the majority party is not gonna talk about this, we realize that sometimes the most amazing things don't happen through legislature. The most amazing things actually happen in the ground with people coming together and forming a movement. And that's what we're doing today. And I am proud to stand here with all of you and proud to introduce my wonderful police chief, Koval, who I look forward to continuing to work with on this. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Chief Mike Koval of the Madison Police Department, and I am unabashedly at age 58, a mama's boy. Thank you, mamas. It's mamas that seem to get the world to move in the right direction, and that's why I'm especially proud to be here today with this front. I've got some numbers. First number, the number two. It's not about the Second Amendment. These are rational, reasonable people. Nobody's asking to dichotomize this into a dialogue of extremities. The number three. Folks, there's already three guns for every man, woman, and child in the United States of America. The number eight, unfortunately, that's the amount of kids that are killed on a daily basis owing to gun violence. The number 40, that's how many shots fired and gun traceable calls that the Madison Police Department can chronicle since the first of the year. Over the weekend, the number 69, the number of people shot in the city of Chicago over the long Memorial Day weekend, six of which were fatal. Now, we can no longer compartmentalize this as a national phenomena or a narrative that occurs in isolated pockets of urban necessity like Chicago or Milwaukee. Unfortunately, we have our issues here, right here in Madison right now. We're way ahead of where we should be prospecting for homicide rates owing to gunfire. And I'm, of course, deathly concerned, no pun intended, that we are going to have a sad, moribund case of some child innocently made a fatality owing to a disinterested bullet that does no allegiance to anyone once it's out of the barrel. So what we're asking for, what is reasonable? What's reasonable? Avoid the third-party straw background purchases. 48 hours, they say that hasn't been proven to be an empirically based, database sort of deterrent. I say prove otherwise. We'll never know how many people were preempted because of that cooling off period. We're asking that people lock these things up so they're not in the access or the arm's reach of loved ones owing to curiosity or impulsivity or the heat of emotions. I don't think that's a staggering to-do list. I think it's eminently reasonable, and I'm awfully glad that moms are leading us in this crusade. Thank you. Oh, and now my boss. This might be tied to merit pay increases.
Come on over, boss.
Whatever you need, lemonade.
Thank you, Chief. If there's a handgun in the home, it is 17 times more likely to be used in a suicide or fired at a loved one or a friend than it is to be used in defense against an intruder. The Second Amendment says, by its omissions, we can have background checks. We can have waiting periods. We can have registration. We can have all of the common sense rules that we see in the rest of the industrialized world, where the homicide rates and the deaths from firearms are a simple fraction of what they are here in the United States. It's time for the people of this country, of our city and our county, to come to grips with the fallacy that guns save lives. It's a contradiction, it's an untruth, and it's probably one of the biggest lies of our time. Thank you.
Thank you, and with that, we'll have the Raging Grannies give us one more song before we go.
Okay, this is going to be audience participation. Yes, we are going to sing our anti-gun chorus line song again, and the chorus is very easy. I'm confident you're smart people, and you can sing it with us. The words are... Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee, let's stop the NRA. Let's pass tough laws today, ta-ra-ra-boom-dee. So when you hear us start the chorus, please join in. You can do your own chorus line and kick wherever you are.
Yes.
You guys are welcome to do the kicks, too.
Do sing with us.
As you see, pillars of society, here to save humanity from NRA's insanity. Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay, let's stop the NRA, let's cast off laws today. More than 10 rounds in a clip leads to violence. Get a grip. Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay. Let's stop the NRA. Let's pass tough laws today. Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay. We're gentle grannies, bad as hell. We don't fight, but we can yell. We won't be quiet anymore till we end this shooting war. Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay, let's stop the NRA. Let's pass tough laws today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for inviting us.
So I'd like to thank our speakers. We have a strong community of leaders that are standing up to the gun lobby and making change possible in our communities and in our neighborhoods. So thank you very, very much. I'd also like to thank the Raging Grannies, who bring music and levity to a topic that is often tense, the subject of gun violence prevention. So, and thank all of you for coming out to the park today. Showing up is half the battle. So all the orange here shows the breadth and depth of our concern about our communities, and I'm hoping that we can take this message of orange that started as sorrow and grief and turn it into hope. So
So thank you for coming out. Please enjoy the park, enjoy the chalk, the bubbles, the photos, the manicures. Enjoy the park today, and we will see you next year for sure. Oh, you know what you can do? We have a screening of Under the Gun coming up. So if you would like to see that, that's the movie with Katie Couric, who she produced it and is narrating it. So check in with us. If you text JOIN 64433, we'll give you updates on when we're having screenings here. You can also join WAVE. You could join Moms Demand Action. And keep checking our momsdemandaction.org for activities that are going to be coming up in this next legislative session. So thank you.